You're telling me
he's the king of the sixes now?
No.
What?
Hadaber Hasher Haya O Yirmiyo Meiz Hashem Hashono Asir Letzidki Omel of Yudah Hashana Shmon Asher Hashana Nebuchadnezzar Nebuchadrezzar. You see what's happening over here. We have the word that came to Yirmiyo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu's reign. Right? Remember that Tzidkiyahu reigned for a total of, I believe it was 14 years. The 10th year of his reign, maybe 12. He Hashana Shmon Asher Hashana Nebuchadnezzar Nebuchadrezzar. It's the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar's reign. Okay, so the 18th year. So they are about to go into Gullus. So this is going to be the last prophecy that he says while Tzidkiyahu is still in Yerushalayim and everything's there. Now, it's going to tell us that Tzidkiyahu is going to be in trouble while Yirmiyahu was thrown into jail. Here's what happens over here. At that point, the army of Babel, of the king of Babel, was sieging Yerushalayim. Yirmiyahu Anavi, meanwhile, was imprisoned in the courtyard of the guard, Asher Beis Melech Yehuda, by the house of the king of Yehuda. There was a 1 year full siege that was going on around the city, and Tzidkiyahu, literally, they were all completely messed up. Asher Klod Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda Lamor, Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda had him imprisoned, saying, Maduata Niba Lamor, why are you prophesying, saying, Kol Mashem, and Nino Zenith, Erozos, Beyond Melech Babel Lechado, that I'm giving the city into the hands of the king of Babel, and he's going to be captured? How in the world can you be saying that? And he's blaming Yirmiyahu for what's happening. Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda lo yimalit miyad hakasdim. Tzidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, will not escape from the hands of the Cassians. This is again the Chaldeans. This again is the words of Yirmiyahu. Chaldeans? Oh, it's not Chel? Chaldeans. Can no so nina say miyad melech babel? He will be put into the hands of the king of Babel. Vidibar piv and piv, the ain of zain of tirena. And his mouth will speak with the mouth of Nebuchadnezzar. His eyes will see the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar. Now that was the scariest thing in the world to Tzidkiyahu. The last thing you want is to see Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was scary. He was an extremely scary person, and terror seized anybody who stood in front of Nebuchadnezzar. He was an extremely scary person. He was especially afraid because he had broken his oath. He promised Nebuchadnezzar that he wouldn't rebel, and then he did. And he rebelled for a total of 7 years, and Nebuchadnezzar took a long time to get there, but finally came and was sieging the city just to get him.
The terror of looking at him would probably be similar to the terror of looking at somebody like Hitler or Stalin or somebody who was like a horrible tyrant who just did whatever he wanted.
I think the difference was that Nebuchadnezzar was an extremely powerful individual as opposed to Hitler. I don't know what Stalin was like.
No,
was Stalin a powerful guy?
It doesn't matter that they were physical stature. They were powerful in the sense they could do whatever
they want. Right. I hear you, but I think Nebuchadnezzar was supposed to be scary.
Way more animal.
Nebuchadnezzar
was way more powerful than Stalin or Hitler.
But I don't mean power.
The world.
Hold on. I'm not even talking about power. Yes and no. I agree with the power thing. I'm saying it's even more so. I think he actually was scary. I mean, he actually had the body, the stature, the ability to kill. No one had. We know.
They were built.
I can only tell you two midrashim. One midrash that he definitely tore rabbits apart with his bare hands. That's one.
Up for lions and bears.
Oh, I'm not saying David HaMelech wasn't also scary physically, you know? What?
As he has one bit off a bat.
Yeah, I'm not so into. But regardless, right, that's one.
Wait,
and number two.
I mean, that's not scary. Like, what is a rabbit going to do?
It's a rabbit.
It's a live one.
Big teeth. Very good. Very good. That's a blast of the past.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a long one. That's a long one. Anyway, that's number one. But number two, the other thing was, is that we do know that Nebuchadnezzar used to, whatever it was, he used to kill people. We do have that from the measures when we got later on.
He
kill people himself. So we know that he would kill people. So therefore,
Babylonians killed people?
Not through Nebuchadnezzar and not through war, etc., but Nebuchadnezzar himself would kill people. So either way, we'll see what happens.
I mean, all those guys did it until they got the power.
So you'd assume. And here's the great thing over here. The reason why Tzidkiyahu being captured was so shocking to him and why he knew or he thought from here that Yirmiyahu was a false prophet is because Tzidkiyahu had made a secret tunnel that went from his palace straight outside into the forest where no one knew where the entrance or the exit was. That if anything would happen to the palace, Tzidkiyahu would be able to survive because there was no one around where he had made his thing, where he had made the tunnel. Now, it happens to be that when he did go through that tunnel, he came out exactly when two of Nebuchadnezzar's guards were walking past that area. They captured Tzidkiyahu and brought him over to Nebuchadnezzar. But Tzidkiyahu himself...
They didn't have newspapers, they didn't have TV, they didn't know what they looked like.
They saw some guy come out of the ground.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
He's like,
eventually they came through.
Right there on their own, and then he was like,
I'm the king.
I'm the king.
Yeah, whatever it was, they found out, and they brought him over to Nebuchadnezzar. But regardless, there's no question. But that tunnel was all in Tzidkiyahu's mind, I am going to be fine. There's no way I'm going to be captured. And therefore, when Yirmiyahu is prophesying, you're going to be captured and sent to the king of Babel, he said, no way it's going to happen.
He's a good dude.
he was and he wasn't. He was, but he really thought that he was doing the right thing by doing this. He was going up against Yirmiyah. And remember, there were tons of false prophets. Ubavel, Yolech HaSitkiyo. To Babel, Sitkiyo will be led. Shem Yal Ad Paktiyo Sonu Mashem. And there he's going to be until I remember him, says God. If you fight against the Chaldeans, you will not succeed. You will not be matzlich in anything. That was the prophecy of Yirmiyah that Sitkiyo then threw him into jail for. Said Yirmiyah, now I have another vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he was not allowed to see any visitors, Yirmiyahu. The reason why is because he was going to pass messages to the outside, possibly organize a revolt against the king in order to save him, to bring him out. Who knows what's going to happen over here? But Yirmiyahu informed the guards that Hanamel, his cousin or uncle, whatever it was, is coming to visit him and he needs to speak to Hanamel. So that's an awesome little nevuah over here. I'm about to have my uncle come by, so when he comes by, can you tell him that I'm right in here, I'm in this pit, right over here? So that's what the awesome part of being a Navi is. Hanamel ben Shalom, God told him that Hanamel ben Shalom, your uncle, is going to come to you, Lamor, saying, can you buy my field that's in Anasos? Because the Mishpat of the Geula of redemption is going to be for you. Now, Yirmiyah was a wealthy man. He was a Kohen, but nonetheless, he was a wealthy man. He was related, I don't know how, to this man, right? This man, Hanamel ben Shalom. We're not sure if it was an uncle, a cousin, whatever it was. We also don't know, I mean, you'd assume if it's coming from the father, which Dodcha does definitely sound like, then it would be interesting because that means this guy is either a Levi or a Kohen, right? If we're talking about a Levi or a Kohen, where do you get land from? So it could be that this land, it could be, no, there's no question, but it could be that this land also was the Kohanim land. Either way, we all know what the halacha is, and it's actually in this week's parsha. Hey!
They donate their land to the Beis Hamikdash, it goes to the Kohanim.
That's true also, so that could have been from that. That's definitely true, although usually it goes back up to Yovel, right? But nonetheless,
maybe it was a walled...
But if it's the Mishpat of the Geula, the Mishpat of the Geula has to go from land that people buy going over to that person. So somehow, he was getting the land, and the Geula goes to the relatives. The relatives go ahead and redeem the land, and that's it. Now, the field had not been sold yet. That's what he said. That's what he said, yeah. But regardless, right, instead of selling the field to a non-relative, he said, listen, I got a guy over here. So, puzzle class. But Yavoy Lech Hanamel Ben Dodi. Hanamel, the son of my uncle, however you want to put it. Again, I don't...
Ben Dodi.
Yeah, I don't... But last time he just said your uncle. I don't know. Well, regardless. Kidvar Hashem, like the word of God came, Al-Khatra Amatari, he came to that field. I'm sorry, to the jail. But Yavoy Lech, Kenela is Sodi. Buy my field, Hashem Ben Asos, and on Asos, Hashem Ben Yamin, that's in the land of Ben Yamin. Kilochom Yishpat Yerusha, because you have the Mishpat of inheriting it. Ulan, therefore you are supposed to redeem it as well. Kenei Lach, buy for yourself Aida Kidvar Hashem Hu. Then I knew, said Yirmiyah, that this is all from the word of God. Okay, now here his question is, I don't know what his motives are. In other words, it makes no sense in the year before they're about to go to Golos Babel for Yirmiyah to buy a field. That makes no sense at all. Everybody's going to Golos. Why would you buy a field? So in fact, it's so sir, everything he's been saying. Yirmiyah is getting up and he's saying, we're going to Babel, we're going to Babel, we're going to Babel, we're going to Babel. Hey, want to buy my field? Yeah, sounds like a good deal. That's like the last thing you want to do when you know you're going to Babel anyway. Save your money for over there.
Buy low.
I'm sorry? So he said...
Yeah, the market's low.
And so he said... But there's no point if everybody's leaving anyway. So what he's saying is that the market's only going lower. You know what I'm saying? You can get it for much cheaper when the guy's dead. So either way, regardless, so what he said was, is like, listen, he didn't know if maybe this was a test from Sitkiyo. See how big of a hypocrite Yirmiyah is? Yirmiyah is such a hypocrite. He's telling us everything's gone. And then he takes advantage of the real estate market. When he tells everybody, leave guys, everybody leave. Everybody's going to be killed. Then all of a sudden he's buying up all the land and taking advantage of everybody. See, he didn't know. He would have rejected the offer for that reason. If he wasn't told by God that this was going to happen, he never would have done it. It would make no sense to. So that's what he said. Now I know it's the word of God that I'm supposed to purchase this, and that the motives of Hanamel was pure and was not sent by Sitkiyo. But Eknas saw the maids Hanamel ben Dodi, and I bought the field from Hanamel, the son of my uncle, Asher ben Asos, in Anasos, Ashkala lo was a kesef, Shiva shkolim asor a kesef, and I gave him 7 shekel and 10 shekel of silver. I don't know what exactly that is. Is it 17 shekel of silver or 7 shekel of gold and 10 shekel of silver, whatever it is? But it's interesting. This shows that he went back from his defeatist opinions that he had before and saying, now there's a confidence that there is going to be a victory over over the Babylonians. Now, what is he going to do with it? By the way, we learn all Hilchos Kinyanim from what happens over here with Yirmiyah. Not the Kinyan Chalipin that we learn from Rus, but all Kinyan Chalipin in sales of fields, etc., are all learned from this pasuk over here, even though we do have Sada from Stay Ephron, right? From Stay Ephron. But we don't have any definition. But that's with a non-Jew, number one. It was with Avram Avinu, it was a non-Jew. And number two, right, we learned Kiddushin from there. We don't see how the sale actually took place. Look what it says over here. I wrote in a sefer, and it was signed. For 880, and I brought out witnesses. For Eshkol, a case of Bola's name, and then I weighed the money on the scales itself.
The bank teller over here bringing all the silver.
I don't know. That's already a caution of itself. Either it's that they allowed to bring it in so that he could buy the field, or he had somebody as a shaliach that was doing it for him, which to me makes the most sense. But regardless, he did want to make sure that observers saw the transaction, and that's important. So I got a sefer on Mikneh, and I took the deed of purchase as a chosun mitzvah, as a chosun, right, that which was sealed, a mitzvah v'achukim as a goli, which contained the terms and the conditions and everything that was open for everybody to see. So I tended a sefer on Mikneh Baruch Ben Neriah, and then I gave over this deed of sale over to Baruch Ben Neriah ben Chaseya. We're going to see about Baruch Ben Neriah a little bit later on. That's the Talmud of Yirmiyah, the famous Talmud and the Rebbe of Ezra HaSofer. La'ini Chanamel Dodi, in the eyes of Chanamel, again, my uncle. Again, we just said he was his cousin. We don't know who's who. La'ini Ha'edim, in front of the Edim HaKosim, B'Sefer HaMikneh, we're writing in the Sefer HaMikneh. La'ini Kol Yehudim HaYoshim B'Chatzar HaMatara, in front of the eyes of all the Jews who were sitting there by this jail cell right over here. Now, Chazal say that there may have been a Shtar Mekusher involved over here. Shtar Mekusher is when you tie it up, it's certain, it's almost like it's copied twice, and then you fold up the different parts that it can be seen on different parts. It is a lengthy and time-consuming process, and the whole point of it is just to get people to talk. The whole point of the getting the kosher is to get people to realize that something was made. It publicizes everything and makes sure each fold and line has to be signed by another two witnesses. So if you do that, you're going to have tons that are going all the way through.
So that he would have to think about it, like whether he wants to renege on the divorce because he can't get remarried after.
We don't do a getting the kosher by a divorce coin. I don't believe we do so. No, Shtar Mekusher is mentioned by a bunch of different things, but there is a Get Mekusher, and that is something else. But a Shtar Mekusher is mentioned in Babalasra. So there is such a thing over here.
Watching people fold, you know,
well, no. It's a siege. Right, but nonetheless, you're getting around.
You play the school where you like had to pick one, and then they open this way, and then you did the.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, but that's that. But the Malbel also mentions over here that what he was doing over here is noting the amount of years that were left until the Yovel. Those are the terms and the conditions. What's going to happen until Yovel? Because what happens at Yovel, it all goes back. So whoever it goes back to, so they have to write down the terms and conditions if this guy would be there, and that's that. So either way, Pasuk Yud Gimel, oh, by the way, the uncle and the cousin part, so it says right here, Chanamel is known as Yirmiyah's cousin. That's because Chanamel was also Yirmiyah's uncle on his mother's side. She was Chanamel's sister. Okay, so whatever it is, yeah, that's that. But Tav is Baruch Lenei Lamor, and I commanded Baruch Ben Neri in front of their eyes, saying, Kol Mashem Zavukos Elokei, so Lakoch Sfarim Ha'ela, take these books, these documents that we have over here, Sefer HaMikneh Zeb, as a chosun, that Sefer HaGalo Yazeh, take the Sefer HaMikneh, as well as the deed of sale and the sealed deed, right? And I want you to put them inside a clay vessel so that it would last a very, very long time. The point is that Eretz Yisrael will always remain ours, and we are going to come back to this land. We need to seal this up so that the writing remains intact, so that when we do come back to the land, I'll prove to everyone that it's there. So in other words, the pshat is, yes, in a way.
Yeah, but when he comes back, it'll be null and void anyways, because Yovel's going to happen.
No, there's no question about that, but you'll be the goal, and whatever it is. The point was not about the sale. The point was, we are leaving. We will not be in Eretz Yisrael for this deed to take place. So I'm going to buy the field, and I will have it for the next whatever, year, 2 years, whatever it is. The Golos is happening now, and I don't need the deed for now, so to speak. I need the deed for later. The point is to show everybody that we're leaving.
Was he banned from Manassas anyways?
Yeah, that didn't really matter, though. He's buying the field. Not going to live there. Kikol Hashem Tzolkos Lakei Yisrael. Orud Yikanu Batsam Esadu Zukran Ba'aretz Ezoz. You will buy more. You will buy more fields and more houses and more vineyards in this land. It'll happen again. And then I davened to Hashem after I gave the deed of purchase to Baruch Ben Neriah, saying the following, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ahaz Hashem Elokim. Woe, my Hashem, my master. Hinei Atol Asisa Hashemayim Etzaharetz B'chol Kachal Gadol. You have made this heavens and the earth with your great strength. With Zerach and Ertiyah, with Arutz Hashem, V'lo Yipolim Nechol Kol Dover. There is nothing that you cannot do. The point is that Yirmiyah was absolutely puzzled by what he had just done. He was not positive why this was done or what the whole point of this whole thing was. Is this a hope? he's expressing, he's just like, he realized, he's like, wait a second, maybe this sefer was being done to show that we are going to be in the land right now.
That they're
going
to come back. Kikom Hashem, you're going to come back.
There's no question that he was prophesying that we're going to be there, but maybe it means that we're never going to leave in the first place. So he's thinking, maybe that's the sign over here. That's all he's worried about. That's why he immediately davens, because he says, maybe it's an ace rough zone. Maybe this is the time where I get to daven. He does chassid for thousands of years, and he, unfortunately, he recompenses the sins of the fathers to the lap of their children, achrayim, right? To those who need it. The fourth generation, we say, they get punished if they are affected by the same deeds that their fathers originally did. El HaGadol HaGibor Hashem Tzvuko Shemo, the God, the Great, the Strong One, Hashem Tzvuko Shemo. Why is there no Norah? What happened in Norah? El HaGadol HaGibor VaNorah. Why do we skip out on the word Nora?
Because they're about to be exiled.
Yerushalmi says because the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was imminent, and at that point there was no Nora. Hamakom haNora hazeh. So no Nora. Godol Eitzav Rabba Aliliyah. Great in Eitzah, right? Tremendous in what he can do. Your eyes are open to all the ways of people. You're going to give each person according to his ways and according to the fruit of his actions, and we know that that's going to happen over here. Actually, stop to Eitzah is the most embarrassing time. You gave us signs and wonders. The difference. An oath and a mophase. An oath is a one-time phenomenon. A mophase is something that lasts, a supernatural act that is going to have a broader scope. You've done it through Bnei Yisrael and to all people. And you've made for yourself a fame, a name on this day in front of everybody. You took your people out of Eretz Yisrael. Do you guys have that word?
Yeah.
No,
I have Ezra.
With an Aleph Zion?
Yeah.
I don't know why it says it with an extra Aleph. I'm not so sure. Do you guys have anything in the parish? Ube'ezroa.
Yeah, that's how it's spelled.
No, ube'zroa netuya.
No,
zroa netuya. There should not be an Aleph. Do you see anything in the Aleph over there? Either way, you want a Mora Gadol with awesomeness, obviously, over here. Nothing specific, right? It's just weird. What does that say? I'm sorry?
It's,
okay, so it's grammatical. Fine. You gave them this land of something you swore to their fathers something to give to them. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Okay, you know that. They came in, they inherited it. They did not listen to your voice. They did not go in your Torah. They did not do what God commanded them to do. And therefore all this evil has come upon him. Right? Obviously, we're emphasizing the link between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Hinei Asola Boa Ir. So the ramparts have come to the city. I had no idea that that was the word ramparts, okay? I just had no idea. Do you guys know what ramparts are?
That's the thing in the wall that comes up.
Very good. Yeah. That's where the people walk through on the top of the wall where the guards go through. That's called the ramparts. Right? That's the rampart.
There's a ramparts walk. You can walk on the edge of the top of the walls of Jerusalem.
Yeah, yeah. There's still ramparts around there. Hinei Asola's Boa. The ramparts, right around that city, meaning after a year of besieging, the Babylonians had already gotten to the ramparts. They are on top of the wall, and they're already ready to come into the city. They're ready to capture it. The city is now given into the hands of the Chaldeans. They are, who fight against it because of the sword and the hunger, the devil and the plague. Listen, whatever you said, it happens. I can see it. You know, everybody can see it with their own eyes. That's why Mazel. And now you're telling me Kanela cost other Kesef to buy the field with silver by eat Adam and to set witnesses by your name to be out of costume, but the city's giving over to the hands of the Chaldeans. Why in the world are you telling me to do this? That was his question. Couldn't understand. So he's dominating. He's like, does that mean that we're going to win? Is that what you're promising me? What's going on here? Read Hashem Yirmiyah, or the word of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Yirmiyah saying, "Hinei Hashem Elokai." By the way, as a side note, I've always understood, right, that a Navi can only get his nevuah when he's happy. How he's still happy while in the middle of a pit surprises me. Number one. Number two, you can't get a nevuah in a place of dirtiness. He was in an area where I'm sure he wasn't allowed to go out to go to the bathroom. This wasn't necessarily the tar pit, but it was a pit. There was a pit. I just find it strange. That's not usually what they did. It must be we're wrong. It must be that he was able to go to the bathroom somewhere else, and it must be that it was a clean place. It must be he was happy. He couldn't have gotten a nevuah.
He might have locked him up, but he might have given him some level.
Like some whatever it is.
Yeah, like a suite.
But it has to be. It's just so strange because you can't get this otherwise. You can't. You can't get a nevuah. And he's got two nevuahs inside the jail.
I understood that. They also could have understood, like, the
halachos of tzar and things like that.
It could be. It's strange, but yeah. Hey man, yes, I'm okay. Kol abasar mimeni yipolik ol dover. I am God, the God of all flesh. Okay, meaning I'm God over everything. Is anything too wondrous for me to do? Is there anything that's too far for me to do? Don't ask about my reasons. Darn it. They might be incomprehensible. I don't want you to deal with this.
Yeah. The pit that he was in, it was teeth. Was a tarp, the mud pit?
Yeah.
I don't think this is the pit that he was thrown in later, though.
But I want.
Remember, we did have that jail that he was thrown in before. Yeah.
Because I read about somewhere that this was that like this nevuah came while he was, because it's also
that very well could be. I don't know. It didn't say the lion pit yet. So if we can find the lion pit, those words, that would be good. But we do see the lion pit later on. L'chein kol amar Hashem.
It seems like this is a nevuah.
It could very well be. Yeah, it could be. L'chein kol amar Hashem. Therefore, so says God. He means no sin is a hero. Zos biyadakaz dim biyad nivukanretz ar melapavu l'chado. I am giving this city into the hands of the Chaldeans and the hands of nivukanretz ar melapavu ulachado. They will capture it. They're going to set it up. They're going to set it in fire. It's all going to burn. Those houses who on their roofs they burn to the Baal, and they libated wine to God, to other gods. They did it. Those are the cities that are going to absolutely be destroyed. Notice he did not mention Yerushalayim by name, because at this point Yerushalayim has lost its power. It's not going to be the same thing.
I don't understand. They did it because they believed, or they did it like
it says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there were people that did Elohachas. There were people that did Elohachas. People like Menashe and Achaz, etc. The people that were around them that did Elohachas. It says in Pasuk Lamed, Kiyo Yibnei Yisrael b'nei Yehuda, Ach Oysim Rabbeinai, Minu Rehem, Minu Roseim, because these people, the b'nei Yisrael and the b'nei Yehuda, they were doing evil in my eyes from their youth. Kibnei Yisrael Achach, Mechisim Osi B'nei Yedem Nu Mashem. B'nei Yisrael have only provoked me to anger with their deeds, says God. Kiyo Api Vachom Asi Oysi Leheir, those only in anger have I dealt with the city of the b'nei Yomash, Rabbanu Osof, and the day that they don't have Yomazel, Asir Me Alpanai, to take it away from me. Al Koros Bnei Yisrael Bnei Yehuda Asher also Achiseni, because of all the evil that Bnei Yisrael Bnei Yehuda did to anger me. Hema Malchem Sarem Kohanim Unviyehem. They, their kings, their officers, their Kohanim, their Neviim, the Yishud of Yerushalayim, the people of Yudah, those who lived in Yerushalayim, all of them. By even the light or if they turned their neck to me, below upon him, not their face. Lamed Osam Hashkim Belamed. They ain't Shomim Lakachos Moser. They, even though I taught them morning and night, but they wouldn't listen to take any Moser. Meaning I gave them Neviim morning and night. Yesimish Lekutseim Abayis Hashem Yikor Shmi Alav Latamo. They put idols, abominations, in the house that I call out my name to, and they were Metami at Pasuk Lamed Hey. By even though his bumbles about, they built up the bumbles of the Baal Shabbat Ben Hinnom in the valley of Ben Hinnom. The Haver's name is Benasam Lamolech. Shaloti Veloso Asli Belasas Wevazos. Their sons or daughter, they brought through Molech that I've never commanded, never thought to do this abomination. Lanachati as Yehuda, and they caused sins throughout all of Shevet Yehuda. But I Lachen Kol Hashem Lokeisrael. Irazos Shartam Omer Nitnav Yamel Babel Bacharu Barav Adaber. This city of what you're talking about will be given into the hands of the king of Babel, and there will be sword fare. There will be hunger. There will be plague. In the Kavtim Kol Aratzos. Okay, I will go through that later. In the Kavtim Kol Aratzos. Behold, I will gather them from all the lands. Shidakim Shem that I sent them out over there. The Api Bakamasi and my anger and my wrath and the Kavtim Gadol with my absolute fury. But I will bring them back to this place, and I will let them live here in surety. So therefore, do not despair. And when you're asking, so what am I going to do with this deed? Why am I doing this in the first place? Because you're coming back. He said to Yirmiyah, you will come back, and I'm promising you that. They will be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart, in one way, so that they can fear me, and they can do all these things all their days, them and their children after them. So I promise they will come back at some point. Men, I will make a bris with them forever. I will never turn away from them, and I will do good with them, and I'll put my fear into their hearts. They will destroy me, and they will never turn away from me forever, and there will be a final bris that will last forever. And I will be happy to give good to them, and I will plant them into this land with everything that I own. This is what God says. Just like I brought to them all this evil, I will give them all the good that I promised to them. Therefore, by this field, which you are saying is going to be destroyed, and nobody will be there, and no animals will be there, it will be given to the hands of the Kazim. Nonetheless, by them, by those fields with money, Chasum, the famous one. Chasum v'sefer Chasum, write it in a sefer, sign it, v'ayid Edim, and put on Edim, be'eretz Binyamin v'siviv Yerushalayim, in the land of Binyamin, and around Yerushalayim, v'ari Yudin, and the cities of Yudin, v'ari Yahar, and around all the mountains, v'ari Yisrael, and around the valleys, v'ari Negev, and in the south, ki asher shvusam yom Hashem, because I swear to you, I will return all of the returnees. Everybody's going to come back. Make valid deeds for this to work through, because you have to know what's going to be. Now,
what famous
pasuk? The famous pasuk that applies for Sardos Bakesev Yiknu, that you can buy fields with Kesef. And the kasha is, does it actually, normally, by a Kinyan Kesef, in order to make the Kinyan, the only way for the Kinyan to happen is I make a Kinyan of the whatever it is, and the money does nothing at all. I mean, if I put money down, and then I want to be Kony your phone, if you pick up the money, but I didn't pick up the phone yet, I can still renege on the deal. I still have the ability to do so. It's only when I pull the actual metalton that it works. By Karka, however, Kesef is enough to be Kony. So in other words, you give the Kesef, that's enough to make the field itself. Now, there is a little bit that you need to make a kinyan in the field itself. But the point is, by kesef yiknu, through the kesef itself, there is a finalized. Yeah, but it's finalized through the kesef. That's the idea behind it, what the kesef does. Now,
you don't have to stand on that. You don't have to touch the karka.
Yeah, well, no. You have to make the kinyan for a little bit extra to show that you're the one who bought it. But nonetheless, that's going to be there. The kinyan really works for Yerushas and stuff like that. Anyway, Parak Lama Gimel, we're going to have one of the last. It's still in prison, but it's still going to be there. The word of God came to Yirmiyahu a second time. He was still in prison in the court of the guard, and he said the following. Now, Yirmiyah had still not influenced anyone's mind or anyone's plans, and therefore he was not free to speak to the populace, to the people that were out there. Tzitzio kept him in jail. Right? This is what the Lord, right, Hashem, the one who made it, Hashem, who formed it, the one who prepared and established it, Hashem is his name. The line that's supposed to be over here is that things are going to happen little by little by little, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to form, going to make it. Eventually things are going to happen, but it's not going to happen quickly. Call to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you did not know whatsoever. Yirmiyah had called out and asked for prophecies at will, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave it to him. Now he was on the level, this toward the end of his life, where he could receive a prophecy at will. When you need something, tell me and I'll give it to you.
He just did that.
Yes. So
was this like conversation to God?
He asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't ask for a nevuah, but he wanted to know, and he ended up getting it back. And now Yirmiyah was told, anytime you need me, I'm there for you. We're going to see that's going to apply very, very heavily in the generation when Gedaliah was killed. So we'll see. Kikoam Hashem al Kisrael, Batia Hirazos, on the house of this city, Batim al Kiyudan, on the houses of the kings of Yudan, Suksim al Solos al Akharet, right, that were all demolished in order to make more ramparts and to help with the sword. What happened was the palaces and the huge houses that belonged to all the noblemen and the kings that were around there, they raised them to the ground, took all the stones and all the wood, and built up the walls of the city. They had run out of materials, and they needed to keep the Babylonians out, so they made brand new walls around with the stones and with the things that they took from all the houses around there. So, blindly welcome as a Kazan, they have come to fight the Chaldeans. They want to fill up the area with bodies of people that I'm going to kill in my anger, because I have hidden my face from the city, because of all the evil that's there. What's going to happen is that the city is going to be so filled with dead bodies. You're going to find in those areas where you raise the houses, you're just going to have to put the bodies there because there's nowhere else to put them.
How is the line allowed to walk around your joint?
It's a suffix. I mean, it's suffix. The fact is, it's a fake sveka. Suffix if they were buried there. Suffix if you're. I don't even know if it's a suffix of the Kohen. That also might be brought into play. That's only a chazaka of chazkas kuna. But it's a suffix if they're buried there. And if they are buried there, it's a suffix if they're, you know, if there's that space above them in the ground. Maybe there's a little bit of extra space for them to be. I don't know. Hinni malala arucha. Behold, I'm going to bring healing, umarpe, and remedy, urfasim, and I will fully cure them. And I'll reveal to them a crown of peace and emes. That's what's going to be. I'm going to repair everything. I will bring down the captives of Yudah and Yisrael, and I will rebuild them like they were before. And I will cleanse them of all of their sins. And I will forgive them of all the sins that they had done against me. Okay, so that's that. with Sila, and there will be a name of joy, of praise, and splendor, Lechuga Yards, for all the nations of the ground, and that will hear all the good that I will do for them. And they will be afraid, they will be afraid, and they will tremble about all the good and the peace that I'm going to do to it. In other words, people are mamish going to be shocked over what's going on over here. Hashem knows the amount of Chilul Hashem that happened through everything that was happening in Yerushalayim, and realize that he has to stop it right there. There will be again heard in this place that you're saying is destroyed, where there are no men and there are no animals, in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Yerushalayim, and which are empty of people, nobody living there, that this place will again have everybody bringing a korban to the house of Hashem. They're going to return to the land as they were originally. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Five times the kol. We know that if you're not mitzameach v'chasman kala at a wedding, then you're over on those five kolos. We've mentioned this before. Kol Sasam v'kolsim Kol has been mentioned at least three other times in Yirmiyah of what's going on. It was like the sign of what it was. And again, by Mashiach, the most chashuva korban is going to be the korban toda. It may be the only korban that's brought in the days of Mashiach, the korban toda. They might lose the chatas, the ola, etc., but they'll have the korban toda. So says God, there will be in this place which is destroyed without any people or animals, and in all of their cities, a habitation for shepherds, Mabitsim Son, who are going to have their sheep. In the cities of the mountain, the cities of the valley, in the south, in the land of Binyamin, around Yerushalayim, there will be, again, sheep going through the one that counts them. Why are they counting them? For Maisa Behema, which is at the end of this week's Parsha. Wow, two connections to the Parsha this week. Not bad. The old days are coming, says God. Even in Eretz Yisrael, this week's Parsha. It's the Kukosa. Looks that well. Right? Behold, the days are coming, says God. I will establish this good thing that I spoke to Bnei Yisrael on the base Yehuda. I am going to make sure it happens. I will then cause an offspring of David, a Tzema. He's going to make Tzedakah Mishpanaret, and obviously this is referring to good old Messiah. In those days, Yehuda and Yerushalayim will be delivered. They'll be sitting in surety as there, and it will be called, the city will be called, Hashem is our righteousness. That's going to be what's going to happen over there. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, David HaMelech will never lack a man sitting upon the throne of the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the salvation that we have is going to allow us to have three things that we did not have: a king, the Levium, and the Kohanim. The king stands for Chesed, the Levium stands for Torah, and the Kohanim stands for Avodah. So Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim will again be brought back to the forefront of Klal Yisrael and be Mekayim in the land. That's what's going to be brought back over there. They will never be caught up from in front of me. Myla Oyla, they will bring up Oyla's Maksim Ben Chav Oyla's Zevakol Yemen. They will bring Korbanos all the days. Chazal say, Levium will also sacrifice Korbanos, Lasid level along with the Kohanim. Comes from the Arizal, and based on this pasuk, the Kohanim and the Levium will bring up Oilas and Makter Minchav, Isa Zevach Kola Yamin.
You think you can't just translate that by then just helping like this?
Well, the Avoda, that's the obvious shot. The Arizal is darshaning that the Levium are going to serve like the Kohanim serve. Amazing. Then you have the famous line that the Bechoros will come back, but that's another story for another time. The word came back to Yirmiyah saying, if you're over on my bris today, you violated today, that's bris yalayla. Right? And you don't have the bris occur in the proper time. So then, Governor will not have somebody that is going to be on top of the high throne.
The promise is that's going to happen. You think, you know,
it's the opposite. You will never be able to break my bris with Klal Yisrael, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore you will never have a non-king of David HaMelech. There will always be someone that's going to stand up. As long as my bris exists, yeah.
If you could break my promise of day and night, meaning you can't stop the cycle of day and night.
Good, yeah.
And you can break the promise that David is going to
rule. Good, that's it, yes.
That's what I was
saying. Yes, and therefore, right, since you can't, you won't.
Right.
Asher lo yisafer tzva shamayim, right? The host of the heavens can never be counted. Lo yimod kol hayam, you can never count the sand of the sea. Kein abaz zera David avivas levim mishor zoc. So too, I will multiply the children of David my servant and the levim that are serving me. All of them will be multiplied forever and ever. Yidav Hashem yirmiyah lemor. Another nevuah. Halo reisa ma almas edibru lemor. Don't you see what the people are saying? Shem yishbokos yishbokos Hashem b'hayim b'yimah same. There are two families which are Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen, and they have become disgusting. That's me now soon meals owed God with them. If that's what's able to happen, so too the entire nation can be traded in. I see, says the nation, that David HaMelech's kingdom has been destroyed. Right? That David HaMelech will no longer have any kings. That Sitkiyahu is going to be gone, and that there's no kings left from David HaMelech's kingdom. I see that the Kohanim and the Levium are all gone, and they're not going to be serving the base of Mikdash ever again. That's what they think. Because they've been living for the last 800 years with Kohanim and Levium serving either in the Mishkan or the base of Mikdash. Now, they're no longer able to serve at all. Says the people, if God can trade them in, and David HaMelech and the kings are no longer going to have, then he certainly can trade us in. And we're no longer going to be his people, and he's going to pick up another nation. Says God, do you see what the people are saying? Have I not made the heavens, the day and the night, the laws of the heavens and the earth? Did I not make them all? Gamzer Yaakov David Avdi, Emas, Mikachas, Mizaro, Moshlin, Elzara Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. If that gets destroyed, and there is no day and night, if there is no Shemayim Ba'aretz, then the children of Yaakov, with the extra vav, showing that Elio, one of you, will come. That's the vav that he took from Elio to show that he's going to come back. And David, my servant, I will also despise and not take their children, right? And I'll make rulers over the children of Abraham, Yitzchok. You like that over there with the little sin? And Yaakov. Correct. Ki Ashiv as Shusam Rechamtim. I will return their returnees, and I will make mercy on them. Now, the famous line of why Yitzchok is like that is sin minus tzadi. 300 minus 90 is 210. Just like I took you out of Mitzrayim in 210 years in order for you not to be lost there, I will return you over here as well. Tzchok, as opposed to tzchok, is also a good thing. Tzchok is frivolous laughter and sometimes making fun of others. Tzchok is a good laughter, a laughter of power, where you're doing something good and things are happy and things are like that. That's the idea of what a tzchok stands for, as opposed to a tzchok. That's the idea behind it. Parak Lamed Dalet. Hadavar Asher Yirmiyahu Meat Hashem Nebuchadrezzar Melech Bavel. This is the word that went to Yirmiyahu from Hashem, and it went to the king of Bavel, Chol Chilu V'Chol Mamon Chol Zaret, and his armies, and all the kings of the land, Memshelas Yadu, that rule over his hand, V'Chol Amin V'Chol Yerushalayim, and all the people that waged war in Yerushalayim, V'Chol Lamar, and all the cities. They all said the following. Now again, there was no longer any real hope that the situation was going to improve. There was nothing that they were really hoping for. Nebuchadnezzar had amassed a huge army. Kol Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Halok V'Amartel Sitiyo, go and tell Sitiyo, the king of Yehuda, V'Amartel Lov, Kol Hashem, and no sin is here, as those will be on the level, it is going into the hands of the king of Babel. It will be burned in a fire, and it's all over. Data Lusi Melam Yado, you will not escape from his hand. Ki Tafos Titafes, you will be captured. If Yod Vizian Sin, you will be put into his hand. Ve'nechas Enya Melam Babel Sirena, you will see the eyes of the king of Babel. Upiwas Picha Yidaber, you will speak with him. Ubabel Tavo, and you will go to Babel. Now this clearly was the Nevuah that was hinted to three Prakim earlier. Remember, Sitkiyahu threw him in jail because he said, you will be captured and you will see the king of Babel, Nebuchadnezzar. This is the Nevuah. So this is out of order and belongs a little bit earlier. You should listen to the word of God, the king of Sitkiyahu, the king of Yehuda. You will not die by the sword in war. The souls, you will die in peace. You will have the burnings of your fathers, the original kings. I show you that will burn for you as well. What that means is, they used to burn the stuff that was owned by the kings so that nobody else could ever use it. You will have that as well. You will die in a way that things will go out well. He was. Sitkiyahu was released after 37 years in prison. He was released and allowed to go back.
Dina was released. Sitkiyahu was killed and blinded, and then his kids were slaughtered.
He was not killed. His kids were slaughtered in front of his eyes, and he was blinded and then thrown in jail. But he was released from jail after 37 years.
With the Yerachim?
I don't think Yul Yakin ever got out. I think Yul Yakin died in jail eventually. His sons lived.
He was supposed to be burned. I mean, he was already, your son was like,
I mean, the point is that he's going to be alive. I don't know if there is anything, but yeah, he's going to have them. He's never going to be able to see if he'll 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 be able. At that point, the armies of Bubble were waging war on Yerushalayim, Al Kol Yehuda, and all the cities of Yehuda and Osaros, Al Lachish and Al Azekah, right? All the cities that were left. In other words, Lachish and Azekah were also being sieged. Kehen and Yishar of Ar Yehuda, Al Rehmi Sword, they were the only fortified cities over anything else. Mida Kineged Mida. Because Sitkio saved Yirmiah out of the lime pit, the mud pit, whatever it was, therefore he was not killed by the sword. The other promise that's given over here is he was going to have honor in the land of Bavel. What the honor was is questionable. Right, but he was given some honor by the land of Bavel. I'm going to show you how Yirmiyahu meets Hashem. This word came to Yirmiyahu from Hashem. After Sidkia made a bris with all the people in Yerushalayim, and he told them, you know what we should do? We should make a drawer, a freedom of all slaves. Now here was Sidkia's idea: if we, you know, free all the slaves, and we let the slaves, instead of being our slaves, we actually bring them as part of the people and make them part of us, maybe that extra goodness of getting rid of all of our slaves is going to help us in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Hashem, we're willing to do the right thing. He wanted them to go in the year of Shemitah. At the end of Shemitah, we know all loans are gone. There's something called Shemitah's Kesafim. There are no loans left, and you don't loan any more money at that point. He wanted to add on that during that time, all slaves would be free as well, although that normally only happened during Yovel, and there is no Yovel. He said, I don't care. I want this to be a freedom for all slaves completely. I'm sorry? Mirza. Maya Mirza, that is correct. He wants all slaves to be freed right at this moment. Now, this wasn't for an Eved Kanani necessarily, but they might have added on Eved Kananis as well. This is really for an Eved Ivri. Shalach Ishis Abdobi Shishiv Chasoi Ivri, Ra Ivriya, the Hebrew slaves, Chopshim, free, Levilti Abor Bam, Abad Bam, Behudi Achiwish, that no Jew will be in charge of their brother. Okay? Now, this would not be a canceling of the bondsman's debt. Because remember, many people were sold into slavery because they couldn't pay for something. He still owed the money. Okay, it wasn't going to be a cancellation of the debt. It would be a deferment of payment until a little bit later. I'm sorry?
Can't pay.
No, you're right, but they would work, and they'd have to pay part of their salary back to the master. So they listened. All the officers and all the people that came in this bris, they sent each man their servants, they sent their shifchas away, free. They would not serve them again. They listened to Kyo. They sent them away. But then they went back and they took them back. Why? Because they told the Abban of the Shachos, you got to pay us back. The Abban of the Shachos said, well, we can't pay you back and we can't find jobs because the king of Babel has surrounded our city. What are we going to do? They said, all right, work for us. And pay it off that way. So they took them right back. As your Shulchu Kachim that they had sent out for free, they conquered them, to be their slaves and Shachos again. I made a bris with your fathers in the day that I took out of Mitzrayim, saying, at the end of 7 years, you got to send away your brother, Ivri, that has been sold to you. He serves you for 6 years, and then you send him away free, but they're not listening. Exactly. But they did not turn their ears to us. Now, you did a good thing today. You did what's right in my eyes. They're calling out freedom. And you made a bris over here. That would end up working. But then you went and made a chilul Hashem. And then you went and you gathered your slaves and your shifkos. They sent out for free and offered them to themselves. You conquered them again. And you made them your servants again. That's an unbelievable chilul Hashem. You swore you would let them go free and then you took them right back. You didn't listen to me. To call out freedom each man to his brother, each lawyer, and each man to his friend. Therefore, I will call out freedom. Freedom to the sword, freedom to the plague, and freedom to the hunger. And I will make you tremble before all the kingdoms of the earth. Okay. You said you wouldn't be their master anymore, and then you took them right back? Fine. I won't be your master anymore. Someone else is going to be your master and take you back as their slaves. That's the idea behind it. But it's not just an ashma ovdim ovdim as brisa asher lo ikimos to ria bris azos bris asher korsul shnai lefanai ha'ego asher korsul shnai ve'avdu ben b'sarav. And I will take those men that have transgressed my bris and did not perform the words of the bris they made in front of me when they cut their calf in two and they passed between its halves. Apparently, that's what they did in order to make this bris right over here. They cut up a cow and passed in between it, similar to the bris made of b'sarav. So when they did this, right, similar to the bris made of b'sarav, when those men did this, I am going to find those men. I'm going to take those men. All the officers of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, the king's clerks and the Kohanim, to set free all the slaves. And the Kohanim, all the people that pass through the different parts of the Egel, I'll put them in the hands of their enemies, the hands of those who want them, their corpses will be for the food for the birds of the heavens and the animals of the land. The king of Yehuda and all of his officers, I will put in the hands of their enemies, the hands of those who want them, and the hands of the officers above El are going up on top of you. Although there was a momentary respite for a little bit, they're coming right back. I am making this command, says God. I'm going to bring them back to the city. They'll withdraw against it. They'll capture the Sarufa Ba'ish and they'll burn it in a fire. And the cities of Yehuda, I will destroy them, right, without anybody settling there. Stop. We're ending with Parak Lama Dalit, really the end of the first part of Yirmiyah. I'm going to point out two things. Number one, we did say these slaves happened to be there for a long time. I don't know if they still follow the laws of Eved Ivri and Nirtza, which is weird. It sounds like these aren't really slaves. The number two thing is that you can't really have Jewish maidservants. You can have an Amal HaIvriya, which is under the age of 12, but you're not allowed to have a woman slave over the age of 12. For that, I remember Chazal saying, this is not referring to actual slavery. It's referring to Schirei Yom. A Schir Yom, in a way, is a form of slavery. A day laborer. And although, you know, it's not as bad, you're not really a slave, nonetheless, the same way we say you are not allowed to even bench when you're a Schir Yom working for somebody. Your benching has to be shorter. Your Shemona Esrei has to be shorter. You're not allowed to do anything except for deal rices when you're a Schir Yom for somebody because you're getting paid by the hour. Right? If you're getting paid by the hour, that's the law. Right? That's the halacha. That's mamish, a slave, for those hours. And men could be a Schir Yom and women can be Schir Yom. And that's that. Do you feel that way sometimes?
What?
Do you feel
no,
that way?
I like the idea with the shorter everything.
The shorter everything? No, that you don't get.
Maybe
but nonetheless. I mean, it's definitely clear. Well, no, because the Gemara, Parak Sokras Umnin and Sokras Apolin, clearly speaks about the status of Schir Yom and what they are and what they aren't allowed to do.
No, I know. Maybe they were buying women also, and then they outlawed that in the right thing.
So it's strange because the Pasuk clearly says that you cannot buy her after the age of 12. We only say
you can't buy a woman?
Yeah, because the Amalei Ivriya can only, the only possibility of a Shekhar that you saw.
A completely different case. I'm talking about somebody who is, can't pay back a debt or is stolen. A father who is selling off his daughter. Fast forward to when a woman is an adult and then she commits the same crime that her male counterpart would commit.
We don't have that concept of Torah. You cannot sell them as slaves. We don't have the concept. Yeah, the Sefer HaKedosh says for sure it only applies by Avodim. An Eved Ivri can only be an Eved Ivri.
Gemara says that though, so of course the Sefer HaKedosh can only apply to that.
I'll be saying by the first basic
thing. If they interpreted it one way, they can be there's like no more women.
That would be strange. That would be strange because number one, it's clear from the Torah that Amal Ivri is what we're referring to. And it seems clear from all the Rishonim.
But nowadays, the way
if there was one dissenting opinion, then I could somewhat hear it. But if you don't have one other.
I would agree that that doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know how that could be.
It's possible. Changed from Bais Rishon to Bais Sheni.
Yeah, but halachic usually something like that would be strange because that's against the words of the Torah. So you'd have to darshan from somewhere.
Against the words of the Torah, our idea of what Amal Ivri is only the 6-year-old girl or 12-year-old girl.
I'm forgetting something. There is a passage that says that you cannot buy a shifa. Yeah, but in Devarim it also talks about it, and the end of this week's parsha talks about it. There is a passage that says straight out you can't buy a shifa. But I'm forgetting something. It's just an obvious one, and if I was a Talmud Chacham, I'd hate myself. It's probably even a Mishnah. But it's based on a straight out passage that you cannot buy a shifa. It's for sure in Kedusha in the first paragraph. I'm just not remembering it. But it's straight out that you can't do it. What's up?
Two things. One is she got her eye or something knocked out so that she would go free, and then she converted.
You know,
You're talking about a ship called Canaan.
Yeah, she became a ship.
Every ship called Canaan is officially a Jew. Nonetheless, there is no halakha in, you know, you're not allowed to free a ship called Canaan, which is why this probably didn't apply to them.
What about that in Israel?
Pileg is a little bit different. Pileg is usually a Jew. You can't take a Goyish woman and make her a Pileg.
I don't think that would make her a slave, though. Sort of. Like, Jobbits were, they couldn't leave the palace or anything. They just went to the before.
In a way, but not exactly a slave. I don't think they're considered like slaves. They don't have that status. The what? No, she's considered a regular woman. You know, wife. For the first, you know, in order to convert, you're saying. She's like any other ship like Canaan is. They don't have that choice. But then she becomes an Isha.
For that first year, though, she's nothing.
First 30 day, whatever it is. Yeah, let's not talk about issues about Torah. That's one of the more confusing ones. If we can check out the Minchas Chinuch, that's what we'd have to check the Minchas Chinuch for. I don't understand Shemuel, you know, the issue about Torah. Oh, here we go. Parak Lamed Hay starts the new part over here. Now, Hadavar Asher Yo Yirmiyahu Meis Hashem B'Mei Yoyakim Ben Yoshia Melech Yehuda Lamor. The word that went to Yirmiyahu from God in the days of Yoyakim, the son of Yoshia, the king of Yehuda Lamor. Now, here we go. Parak Lamed Hay and Lamed Vav talk about the influence that he's trying to give to Yoyakim, the king, and the people, right, to try to tell them, right, that it's time for them to return back to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're going to talk about the influence that Yirmiyah had upon the people of the nation. Parak Lamed Zayin to Lamed Tes talks about the siege of Yerushalayim and the afflictions, the sufferings that he had during that time. Mem to Mem Dalet talk about what happened to Yirmiyah and the nation after the Korban. Mem Hay is Baruch Ben Neriah's Parak. Mem Vav to Nun Aleph is prophecies concerning the nations about their downfall, and specifically Bavel. And then, and Nun Beis goes on, it's the last chapter, so it goes through the destruction of Yerushalayim one more time. I want you to go to the house of Yonadav ben Rechav. Does anybody remember Yonadav ben Rechav? Anybody remember him?
No.
Yonadav ben Rechav came from the Canaan, meaning he was from Yisro officially. Okay? He never had a real connection with the Jews, but then again, he was always around, and there were people around.
Jews?
Yeah, you can call something like that. They were somewhat Jewish, though, because they did keep the Torah, and they did learn Torah. Dibarto Sam, so you have to go to Yonadav ben Rechav's children. Dibarto Sam, you have to speak with them, Aviosim Beis Hashem, and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, Alachas HaLashachas, to one of the chambers, Vishkiso Sam Yayin. I want you to go ahead and make them drink wine. Now, Yonadav ben Rechav, before he died, told his children, I want you to keep three rules. Okay? Maybe, it was because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and he wanted to be abstinent, right? It could be that he was trying to tell them other things as well. He told his sons, do not live in houses. Do not own fields or vineyards. And do not drink any wine. Those were the three rules that they had. Now, they broke one of them. They started living in houses when Nebuchadnezzar came to Eretz Yisrael, because if they didn't live in houses, in tents, they would have been destroyed by the Babylonians. So they started living in houses because they didn't have a choice, right? But here, Yirmiyah is told, bring them into Yerushalayim and try to get them to change their minds. Do not tell them what you're bringing them to Yerushalayim for, just tell them to come in an offhanded manner. Plus a gimel, v'akachaz yazniyah ben Yirmiyah ben chavatzinyah v'esachavetz kobana v'eskobes rechavet. So I brought these guys. Yazniyah is the leader and everybody else, all of his family. I brought them to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Lishka of Bnei Hanan ben Gedal Yahu, Ish Elokim, the man of God, maybe the Kohen Gadol. Asher Eitzel Lishka Sassam is right by the chamber of all the officers. Mal Lishka Maaseu ben Shulam Shomer Asaf. Makes sense. It was right by Maaseu ben Shulam, right? The Shomer Asaf, the keeper of the door. It says, I brought in front of them cups filled with wine. The Kosos, or goblets, I guess, and cups in front of them. And I said to them, drink wine. We're not going to drink wine. You know, another ben Rechav Avinu, because you're another ben Rechav, our father. Right? He told us, you cannot drink wine, you and your children, forever and ever. You can't build any houses. You should not make any fields. The kernel is stone. Do not plant any vineyards. You should not have any of these whatsoever. You should sit in tents all the days of your life. You'll live many days. on the year on the land that you're living over there. Either this is a preparation for war, so that they wouldn't be used to living in houses and not want to move. Here in tents, there were Bedouins. They were able to move from place to place to place to less dangerous places. Or it was to stop fights, because when you have a lot of money, you have a lot of fights. Or number three is over Avelis. It's over Avelis. Now, they weren't sure if this was a Nebuah from Yirmiah. If it was a Nebuah, they got a drink. But if it's not a Nebuah, we were told by our father not to do it. We listen to the voice of Yonadab ben Rechab. Of course, he's one of everything he told us. We have never drunk wine, any of us or our children. We have not built houses to live in. We have not had any fields or vineyards. We lived in tents. And we listened, we did everything Yonadab, our father, told us. But however, when Nebuchadnezzar came to the land, we have to go to Yerushalayim and build houses. Because of the armies of the Chaldeans, because of the Arameans, that's why we lived in Yerushalayim. So that was the only thing that we went over on. And then the word came to Yerushalayim, to what's it called? To Yirmiyahu, saying the following. Can't you take Musa from this? They're listening to their dad, who made some stupid rules for them, right, that didn't make any sense whatsoever. A hook that they could not understand. And he told them to do it, and they did it. Why won't you listen to me? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. So Yirmiyah turned to everybody else and said, why won't you listen to me? Who comes Dibri Yonadab ben Rechab Ashet Tziva as Bad of Levilti Shtos Gai Velo Shasu Ad Yom Hazeh? The words of Dibri Yonadab ben Rechab were kept. They didn't drink wine until today. Kisham was Mitzaviyam. They listened to the command of their fathers. I told you to do certain things and you won't listen to me. Vashlach Aleichem is called Benavim. I sent you my servants in Nevi'im. Hashkem v'shalach leimor, early in the evening. Leimor, shuvu na ish midako rabbi, tibu ma leichem, and do better. Don't go after the other gods, all done. Ushvuel adom ashen esat tu have love with leichem, and return to the land that I gave you and your fathers. But you didn't listen to me. Kekivu b'nei yodom rechem is mitzavim. They kept the mitzvah of their father, shetzivam, v'al amra zed lo shom alai. But my people don't listen to me at all. Kol ma'ashem al keizro, 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 and that's why the evil is going to happen. Because I told them what to do and they didn't listen. And I told them and they did not answer back. The divarti, by the way, is general instructions. The ekra is specific instructions. And in pasuk chesul, rechavim. And to those from bnei yonadav and rechav, asher yomu kol marshan. So says God's voice, Allah Yisrael. Yanesh shmatam mitzvah yonadav yichem, because you listen to yonadav, your father, v'tishmo as kol mitzvos, and you listen to his mitzvos and tatsu kol shor tziv afkan, and you did everything he did. L'chayim kol marshan alokim alokat tzvakos alokay Yisrael. There will always be a man from Yonadab and Rechav that stands in front of me for the rest of their days. They will always survive, they will always live. Then, Yirmiyah told them, now drink wine. And made them break the promise, right? And said, now go ahead and drink it because your father was wrong and did the wrong thing. They were intended for this lesson, but that was that. Crazy, right?